question and answer.
Yeah.
Not so much singing. Not so much singing.
What?
Not so much singing.
Not so much singing.
Okay, good morning. Welcome back, Eli Melech. Welcome to the Pearl, everyone. So we're reading through the conclusions of the Rambam. The Rambam concludes each of his 14 sections with a bit of an editorial, which he tries to synopsize some of the more moral elements that stem from that section. So up to the fourth section, which is section of Nashim, which of course we're studying now, one of the sections of Nashim, Hilchos Gerushin, how to dismantle a marriage. So how would the Rambam conclude Hilchos Nashim? What halacha? And he doesn't just choose arbitrary halachos, but it flows naturally from the text, from the halachos that conclude the entire section. So the last section of Hilchos Nashim is Hilchos Sota. And the fourth paragraph of Sota, which is the end of Hilchos Sota, describes the mechanism of kinoi, of a husband registering his admonishment and his jealousy and his disappointment with his wife, who has been acting in ways by having private interactions with people who aren't her husband. So this is the halacha of kinei. And in fact, the Rambam in the previous halacha, the penultimate halacha, not the final halacha, halacha yirches, said that it's actually a mitzvah to be mekane your wife. If you see your wife, again, if a person sees their wife acting in these aspects, you shouldn't just forgo it, but you have to trigger the selta process, even though it's hard, even though you may want to forgive her, but there's the standard of marriage and integrity of marriage that has to be at least addressed. So the Rambam uses this as a segue for the last halacha. And the last halacha is going to essentially create a distillation between two factors. On the one hand, people can become very fanatical and very aggressive in admonishing and critiquing people in their lives, very puritanical, and especially with your family, because those are the people that are closest to you. Those are the people you're more aware of their foibles and their weaknesses. Those are the people you project your own flaws onto. So this whole environment of registering your disappointment and critique and highlighting their failures can lead to a lot of domestic strife and contentiousness. You create an environment in which there's no harmony. A home should be a safe place. A home should be a place where you feel unconditional love and unconditional support. And too much admonishment and too much critique can tear the fiber of the family setting apart. On the other hand, a person can adopt a very, very lax attitude. The most important value of my family is peace and harmony. I'm not going to comment upon anything. Everything goes and everything is acceptable because that's the core of marriage and raising children. How do you create an environment in which there's moral instruction, but it isn't heavy-handed, and it isn't biting, and it isn't in any way a trigger point or a flash point for contention and confrontation? So the Rambam is using Hilchos Sota as almost the backdrop and even to a degree the template to highlight the competing values of these two oftentimes conflicting values. And to do this, I'll start with the Pasuk he ends, because normally he likes to end with the Pasuk. He quotes a Pasuk in Iyov Perek Hei. In Iyov Perek Hei, one of Iyov's friends is describing the ideal home setting. V'yadata ki shalom ohalecha. You'll try to create an ohel of shalom, but yet ufakatata navcha, you'll be poked. You will examine your abode. Navcha is your abode. V'lo techata, to avoid sin. So the Pasuk itself contains each of these competing values. On the one hand, ohalecha shalom, shalom ohalecha. On the other hand, pakadata, you have to be scrutinizing, and you have to supervise. So how do you pull off each? So the Rambam provides, as best he can, because it's obviously context-specific, no two marriages are the same, no two families are the same, no two times are the same, but some general guidelines. The Rambam writes, Ein roi likpots v'liknos b'fnei edim tchila. So first he starts with sota. You shouldn't be rash and hasty and impetuous to run to Edim and to register your disappointment with your wife. So first of all, again, as we're generalizing beyond the limited issue of sota, in general, you should be very, very deliberate and think carefully before you say something critical of anyone, certainly in your family. Ein roi likpots, you shouldn't be impetuous and hasty. Ela beinolavena, number two, it should be private rather than public. There's always a time and a place. Sometimes you'll say things that are hurtful to people in a very constructive manner, but the fact that it's said in a public setting can be hurtful to them. So beinolavena, it should be done in private. Benachas, the tone should be calm and loving rather than angry and hostile. So benachas. B'derech tahara, it should be driven by a sense of kedusha and tahara, not by a sense of wanting to hurt someone's feelings, retaliation, or sometimes people feel better about themselves when they critique others. It's a way of reinforcing your own failures, the fact that you're better than everyone, therefore you must be successful in your religion because you're the one who's critiquing other people. It's a very deep psychological self. It's artificial, and it's hurtful, and it's hypocritical, but a lot of people choose it. So it's to be derech tahara. It should be driven by a derech tahara. V'yazhara k'dei ladvicha b'derech yishara l'asera mechshol. Final point the Rama mentions, it should be guidance rather than attack and assault. I think you can do this better. This is a way to improve. It shouldn't just be critiquing. It should be, here's what I think you can improve. These are the steps I'd recommend taking. So the Rambam provides five prescriptions for tochach in general. If you're interested, you can parallel this with the beginning of Sefer Devarim, where Chazal noted Moshe Rabbeinu's tochacha, because Sefer Devarim is one long tochacha to Am Yisrael. All the little hints and tricks that Moshe employs, so that it shouldn't be frontal, hurtful, simply bad, verbal assaults. So the same thing here. The Rambam says, number one, it shouldn't be quick, shouldn't be hasty. Number two, it shouldn't be public. Number three, it should be calm and relaxed and loving. Number four, it should be driven by a sincere desire to help people religiously. Number five, it should provide helpful hints, constructive hints, not just critique. But then the Rambam turns to the other aspect. But just because you're very careful about not critiquing inappropriately doesn't mean you should completely ignore that responsibility as a father and a husband. If you're not makbid and there's no moral instruction, and you don't warn them in the proper way, which is based on the pasuk in Iyov, it's not just critique, but also to be aware. Sometimes the first step to critique is just to think about what's happening in your family, what's happening in your surroundings. Are people following certain standards, moral guidelines, halachas? You have to be scrutinizing. Until you're aware that they are, that they are in no way affected or compromised by chet, you're the chote. So, Mir Tashem, you'll all be fathers and husbands one day, and it's not all just little league games and bowling parties and pizza. It's also to be able to infuse a moral and religious spirit into your family as a presence of Torah. Again, this all has to be greatly, greatly, greatly rounded off for today's environment in which it's very hard to give critique in general. We don't live in an environment in which critique is too often accepted. And especially in family settings where family is under such strain that I would certainly shade towards a relationship of love and care and self-esteem, even if it comes at the cost a little bit, unfortunately. I mean, the ideal is to build a relationship with a parent or with a child that's so solid that it can enable moral instruction and moral interaction. But sometimes it's very hard in today's day. Parent-child relationships, especially in the United States, are very much very strained for certain reasons, which we won't discuss now in certain cases. So all of a sudden, without any context of love and caring and support, it's just blurt out critique and hurt people and traumatize people and ruin their lives and ruin the relationship long term, to be very, very careful. But at least the orientation has to be that your responsibility as a father and a parent is both to create a calm and loving environment without retaliatory comments and harsh critique that are just meant to hurt people's feelings, or at least hurt people's feelings even without intention, but also to try to create a religious environment. With everything else, as with everything else, it's better to model it with your body than with your tongue. And if you demonstrate that type of behavior, then more or less it will sink in. If it's just word language and empty words, and sometimes it can be seen as very, very vacant. Okay, so this is how the Rambam concludes. Obviously, Chos Nashim speaks about the home and the family, so this is an appropriate way to cap off this whole discussion of the family. Tomorrow we'll see him in Hashem, how he concludes the section of Kedusha. So I already read this Rambam to you a few weeks ago, so I'll just summarize it tomorrow very quickly, how he concludes the Chos Kedusha. A good week, everyone. A good week.